All right, so this is the SADCon.
Finally.
And to start things off, I've come up with a ceremonial thing that we're going to do is Parker and I are both sitting in his living room on a nice, beautiful day.
It is. It's a nice day out with the looming chance of thundershowers soon. Right. So it's like you should enjoy
something outside right now because you're not going to have a chance later.
So but we're going to spend it inside, indoors.
But we're going to need our energy.
Right.
So we are sitting down. Both going to enjoy a fine can of Balls.
Balls is a caffeinated, it's a high caffeinated guarana soda.
Right.
And it's one of those things that like people drink when they want a lot of energy.
Like for video gaming or sitting in a living room.
Yeah, or like programming. Not a lot of like runners are drinking this. They're like, yeah, I'm going to run.
Although this is apparently the official fuel of the ABA BMX.
Oh, okay.
And the,
so maybe some BMXers drink it because it's high.
I doubt they really drink it. I think maybe they're just sponsored by it.
You know, they probably keep it cold and they probably splash it on their face.
Right.
And then drink water.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Or like they wear the t-shirts that they get.
The free t-shirts.
For free.
Yeah. And then they don't drink the drink. Balls.
Are you ready to
all
do
right,
this?
So we're going to sit and drink a can of Balls.
Let's get things
I can't
clear.
Drink the whole thing. This is horrible stuff.
You don't know that. You've never had cherry Balls.
Okay.
Just fill your mouth with Balls.
I get the joke. We all get the joke.
But it's Balls. I could have got Rockstar.
Right.
It's not as funny.
No, but you're right. You're right.
Monster.
Right. Okay. For the record, it's spelled with a W.
So it's okay.
It's not Balls.
Yeah, because that would be dumb. That would be stupid.
All right. You ready? Wait, you ready?
Right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. Now. Right. Oh, it smells like syrup.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Are you ready?
Are we going to chug it, or how are we doing this? What if we chug it? Is that sadder?
I think so.
Sadness,
mind you, we're not going to be standing anytime soon.
Nope. I'm probably going to go to take a nap after this.
No, you won't, because you're drinking Balls.
All right, ready? We're going to chug it, and you're going to listen to it, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3. It's so bad.
It's like...
It's like friggin' 1,000 ounces. How much is in this? Oh
it's
my
like
gosh!
It's like one of those. It's like one of those popsicles. If it were melted, Balls.
Done. Crushed.
I feel sick. I feel sad.
I feel the saddest I've ever felt.
I feel like my life is meaningless right now. Boo.
Let's get the burps out off the microphone. All right.
We did that for you.
We did that for you, listeners, listenerships.
My tongue's a little numb. You taste that? Do you feel that too?
Yeah. Wow, that's bad stuff.
Yeah. Now,
my eyes are watering.
I'm a little worried about how this is going to affect
my eyes are watering. Like, sad.
Like you're
get
crying.
It?
Yeah. This is like the saddest sick I'll ever be.
Yeah, I know. Now we're sick.
We're doing this.
Feel gross.
This is for you, listeners.
Even though they didn't ask for it, we're blaming it on them.
Wow.
Hey, if we get all sick and don't do SADCon again this week, it's your fault because we did this for you.
Okay.
All right. So
here we go.
Yes. So we apologize for the apologies and the delays and the balls in around
and the way we ignored everyone who finally said that they'd want to be here for this.
Yeah, we decided against having like people over like a party because we don't really know if this is going to work, to
no,
be honest.
Not and we'd rather it be a train wreck without you here.
Yeah. So all right.
That Balls is going right through me.
Oh, this is terrible stuff. All right, so
okay,
we got a couple of different sections of the show that we're going to do with SADCon.
Right.
It's not going to be sad. It's going to be
no,
fun.
I know.
Come on, guys. Let's keep the energy up.
Okay. Well, it's coming up. It's ball sad.
All right. Okay. So.
All right. So how do we start?
Let's do. Do you want to do the sections of things that we've seen that are sad? Just start off with that. That'll get us in the mode.
Okay. All right.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yeah. Right, you start.
All right. First thing. This one, I'm starting it off right, okay?
Okay.
I'm telling you the thing, the secret thing.
Oh, okay. The thing that you wouldn't tell me when we planned this.
Okay, I'm going to start it off right. Here it is. I'm going to give you something that, for me, was the heaviest weight I've ever felt. It's funny now, but at the time, it was sad. Okay, I'm at Walmart. Okay. Already, it's bad.
That's the start.
Boom, right off the bat, you're at Walmart, okay? There's a dude, right? In work clothes.
Yeah.
Okay? They're dirty.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
He's in the tool aisle. He's holding a hammer.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the price and feeling the weight of it.
At Walmart.
At Walmart! And he's like just off the job
site.
Oh my God. It was bad.
That is bad. Because he's
it
like.
It was bad.
I mean, someday I'll be able to go to Sears and do this.
Because it's like, it's not sad to see somebody, like, it's totally acceptable if they're at Home Depot.
Right.
See a dude looking at tools. It's like, that's a man being a man.
Yeah.
You know, or a woman.
Or see, we don't want to get sexist. We'd be accused of that.
It's like, you see it there. It does. You don't even give it a second thought. At Walmart, it was so, it was like... But it's like if I just saw a regular person that didn't look like
right, he's like, I don't know anything about hammers.
Right. I'm going to buy one at Walmart because they're $2 or something. You know what I mean?
I think this one's good, but yeah. I don't know anything about hammers. But this guy
clearly like,
worked
works.
With hammers all the time.
Yeah.
And it was more an issue of, I don't know, should I splurge on this hammer?
Yeah. He's looking at the price. I'm like... Because then the other thing is like, okay, let's say you don't live near Home Depot, but you do need a hammer for the next day.
Yeah.
You run in, you grab it, you run right to the store, and you purchase it.
Because
you don't look at it, even for
like,
a second.
You're like, I'll get a better one if I need to.
Right. You're like, oh, later when I go to Home Depot, but it's tonight. This is a 24-hour tool place.
Yeah.
But no, he was looking, oh, the balls.
I know, man. It's
terrible stuff.
That was a bad thing.
What did you do to us? Listeners? No, I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, okay.
You listeners?
Yeah. They made us chug it. I think the chugging it was the
yeah.
Although we didn't have to taste it
like,
so much then.
But yeah, that's true. Because I'm like, if I'm not chugging this thing, then I'm going to take one sip I'm going to put down and not do anything with it. And then I'm like...
Yeah. No, right. So, I'm glad we...
Because it was sadder.
That was definitely sadder. And more sickening.
Two guys quietly chugging balls in a living room.
That's like a... Oof.
That's completely decorated from IKEA by your wife.
Yeah.
By my wife.
Right.
Anyway.
And then.
All right. So, yeah. That's mine. That's something I saw. I thought it was sad. So, anyway. Yeah. What do you got?
It's just something I saw. Right. I was driving, and it just put an image of this whole thing in my head, which could be completely wrong. But I was driving by this. It looked like it was like a train yard or like a junkyard. I don't know. It was just like an abandoned area. But then there was this like body shop garage or some sort of a garage there, right?
Right. But just like littered with junk around.
Yeah, just stuff everywhere. But then there was like clearly because it stuck out in my mind. I mean, it was so clear.
Right.
There was a baby's bathtub propped up against the outside of this garage.
Like one of like something you would buy specifically for babies because it's not just a tub.
No. This was like, you know, it's contoured to a way a baby would lay.
Oh, man.
Right. I mean, I know that's what it is, just because
so the idea is that if these people were just like cleaning not a baby, they would just get a cheap
tub. That would be the dumbest thing because they're expensive. It's not like it's cheap.
So I picture
this guy, maybe the same guy that you saw at Walmart,
coming back
after a long day of hammering stuff in this garage
with his Walmart hammer.
I picture his wife or maybe his girlfriend. Like, just coming, like, I've had it. You take the kid.
She's like, I'm late for bingo.
Yeah. You take the kid. He needs a bath. And then, like, he grabs the baby with his greasy hands. Making he's like, come here.
Come here.
And like it's right next to the parts wash. Did you ever see
yeah.
one of those?
Yeah.
And he's like, I could, and he's like, in a second, you could just imagine him picturing like, maybe I could just use the parts wash. Yeah, I can't do that. It's not safe.
Yeah.
And then.
So he has the baby bath. I picture him putting the baby in the baby bath and then standing back and then spraying the baby with the hose. Not with a high pressure thing,
right, yeah.
but just like the just like the cascading thing.
Yeah.
You clean it?
But then like.
Okay.
But then he's done and he's like, you know, he puts the baby in he like rubs the baby down with like lavender. Like, you know,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
like really
right.
caring.
He does
the
whole
baby.
Thing. Right.
But then he just sits in the corner and goes back to banging on stuff with his Walmart hammer.
But he dumps out the dirty water and leans it up against
the
edge of the shop.
Yeah, maybe he cleans out the tub with the parts wash.
He's like, wait a minute.
Because yeah. it's filthy.
Yeah, because it's because of his greasy hands being all in it. So now right. it's like covered in grease.
So
that's pretty bad. I like that. I would like that. Because it's one thing to just see one outside of a house, but that particular... venue
that building whatever yeah. it was
yeah.
it definitely was not a house like yeah if, you, if yeah. I saw it in, on the porch of a house it's like oh I'll use the water for the plant you know like my
right.
mind would say
yeah.
I'll use the water for plants
right absolutely
and I'll just let it dry out here
right
like
absolutely.
It's a positive thing
yes.
good for the world good for the environment
but yeah at a junkyard man. Yeah. maybe he washed his junkyard dog in it and he cares about his junkyard dog so much that he put it in a baby
yeah
dog.
Maybe But then nice. It wouldn't be a very good junkyard dog because
yeah.
it would be cared about.
Yeah, it'd be all pampered.
Yeah, and be like, meh.
Well, then he does it and he punches it in the face. He's got to keep you hard.
You like that, boy? You like that? Boom! Don't get used to it until next month. I'll do it
until
again
you
next.
Do need another bath. I'll yeah, give you a bath.
Because I do not want you to get pissed in this junkyard. Take some funky music. Stick.
All right, so basically, we just took a quick break because right at the after Damien's story about the
bathtub,
I decided to tell a couple news stories that happened about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 15 years ago no. When I was in high school.
Not long enough. Not long enough.
And I thought they would be okay because they happened so long ago. But in telling the stories, I realized that they're really pretty bad, no matter when they happened. And on top of it, after I told this, I told two. And after I told the second one, I was like, you know, Pamela was upstairs cleaning. Like, she was up in the hallway
yeah.
of our house cleaning. And I was like, I bet you she'd listen to those. And I was like, can we just stop a second?
Yeah,
and
you,
I yelled
you
up.
Knew. You knew. Like, I
yeah,
didn't.
I had a,
so
I had
you
a
didn't
feeling.
Hear her.
It was
just...
disturbing us in the force. Because
wow.
I have headphones on, so
wow.
I couldn't hear. I just knew. I was like,
yeah,
you know
what?
She... She totally is crying right now.
Yeah.
And so we stopped recording, and I called up and said, are you okay? She said, no.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right. So I ran upstairs. And
oh, I recorded the whole thing.
With my lapel mic, my hidden lapel mic.
I boomed. I took the boom.
It was all like,
I just went up
okay,
the stairs.
So I was like. So I went up, and we made sure she was.
Yeah. It was okay,
okay
though. It was okay because I was. It was very upsetting. The stories don't.
So
like, you don't.
So
need to hear
because
them.
Yeah. So we're recording this just to say that you didn't hear the you didn't hear them because
right.
we've edited them out.
I feel like
we apologize.
Like, I feel like now all we're doing is we're apologizing for things they didn't hear.
Right. We're I feel that bad about them. That stories.
Yeah.
Though. So
well, don't
but,
feel bad.
Okay.
To be fair, I do. I understand what you found overwhelmingly. Like, it was just, these stories were just overwhelming. So I understand why you told him. It wasn't
right,
like,
right.
there's no humor in the overall concept of the story.
Yeah.
But to get to that,
yeah.
it's really hard.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. So basically,
you can ask
I'm
Parker
gonna,
in
I'm
person.
Gonna actually, no, I'm going to isolate that audio. And if you at home really, really want to hear it, I will send you an MP3 of that, of just that news story.
But he will have to send it to you directly.
Yes, you'll have to ask me by email.
This means you, Matt,
Yeah, because, yeah. I know Matt Schaefer.
Oh, maybe might we can maybe we can put that on there too. If you ask for that, you also get Matt Schaefer's example. You can get it. Sad.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You if you ask for that those two news stories, send me an email. I'll send you an MP3. If you think that you could if you can understand where I was going with them and you didn't like it didn't you know propel you into into a spiral down into a depression, then I will also as a bonus send you a little exchange we had with Matt Schaefer when we were talking about SadCon that we had to cut because we just thought that it was too bad.
Which Matt has told us he was very disappointed that we cut.
Yeah, if you noticed in the comments. You may have noticed a comment on our website about Matt saying about one of the things we talked about, but yeah. So I don't want to be too cryptic and talking about meta, talking about ourselves too much. Well, on our website, the one guy commented this. Yeah. So then I commented this.
You can email me directly for screenshots of these things.
And then did you comment? You commented this.
Yeah.
Let's rehash what we
Let's
did
just act
online.
It out. Let's act it out.
Offline.
Yeah.
But now it'll be online when you're listening to it. Now it's back online.
Right. So
it's offline right this minute as we're editing.
Well,
then it'll be online.
Well, we're not even editing yet. We're just recording.
Oh, my gosh.
I just blew my own mind. All right. Let's.
All right. So back to it.
without now further
that,
ado.
Right. And so now that we are emotionally drained, even though we didn't let you hear those two news stories, we are at the lowest points of our lives,
but
I think.
Just so you also know. Parker is he's getting the shakes and the sweats from the balls.
Oh gosh, I'm feeling it, man.
Next time we say we're going to
drink
balls.
No,
just listen.
No,
just hear me out. Just
we're
hear
never
me.
Drinking.
Just hear me out. The next time we say we're going to drink an energy drink,
even though that's not going to happen. Okay. Go ahead.
I think we should maybe dump the energy drinks out and then when we say we're going to chug it, we just drink water cuz it's audio. It's audio. They don't really need to. They don't need
That's
to.
True.
Like we just put ourselves through
we
that.
We sabotage
no
our lives
for no reason.
We sabotage the rest of our day and possibly night.
Yeah.
As I don't know what the backlash is on this stuff.
Diarrhea. I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
I think it says it on there.
It even says it.
Only one side effect: diarrhea.
Oh man.
Okay.
That is so bad.
All right, SadCon.
To be fair. It was really sad doing that.
No, I know. Yeah,
so
I mean,
it was good.
So the fact is, like, we put ourselves through that for real.
For you.
To not trick you.
Right.
And remember what happened last week, we learned our lesson on tricking you.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
so
we did.
We're not going to do that.
All right, so anyway.
So I guess next time we will drink our actual sports drinks.
Because now we can't trick them. We're not allowed. All right, so now down to it. This is the meat of the SadCon. This is it. This is what we're doing.
The real deal. It's only taken us 8 months to get here.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take eight stories. Not stories. What would you say?
Scenarios.
Very good. You win. no, we're going to take eight scenarios.
I know what words are.
We're going to take eight scenarios, and we're going to kind of flesh them out a little bit, try to find, like, the try to make them, you know, as sad as we can make them.
Right.
And then those eight, if we decide to do the, you know, the brackets, like the final four or whatever brackets that we want to do. All right, so we got a list here of some scenarios of the scenario. So what's first?
Okay, the first thing is a person scratching off lottery tickets.
All right. So a person scratching off lottery tickets.
Right.
All right. It's like right off the bat.
That's someone putting faith into something that's probably not... going to get them
one in a billion chance, like these things.
So
now, I guess scratch offs are a little bit better than say like Powerball in terms of odds, but they're not better in terms of seeing someone. I always think those are more depressing.
No,
than
I do
Powerball.
Too. Yeah, because it's like your chances. I mean, if you do win,
you're
going to win maximum of like
$5, and then you're going to pump it right back into it.
Yeah, and then you just keep trading them out.
So okay, so here's the thing. So scratch off a lot of things. Okay, let's start off. Right off the bat, does it need to be a guy or a girl? Which is worse?
I think a girl in this case.
I think
a middle-aged woman.
Yeah. I think that's what I picture in my head when I see it. For some reason...
Can I also...
Yeah.
Sorry. What she would be wearing? Can I add that?
Yeah, go ahead.
A tank top and jean shorts.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, so middle-aged woman scratching off lottery tickets. Okay, right off the bat, I think that's better than any like any aged male for in my mind anyway.
Right.
And also, I should mention now, since we're on the first one, if you guys disagree or whatever, send us in whatever you want. Any alterations. Yeah, and then
Jinx, buy me a balls. What'd you say?
I don't know. I was trying to say what you said. I didn't know you were going to say balls. I was like, buy me a balls.
Jinx, buy me a balls.
No, so if you have any alterations or something, we'll take them into consideration.
And then we won't get back to you.
And we'll take them into consideration for when we do the actual, judging or voting of which one wins what brackets and stuff. Mm. But anyway, yeah, so I agree with that. Okay, now what... Like, how many? Because I picture 10 or 15.
Yeah.
And they're not ripped off individually.
Okay.
Like, she's doing them in a row. Right. Like, the little ones.
Right. Okay, and also, okay, now this is, I agree, 10 or 15 seems right.
Right.
But what about this?
Right.
This woman is obviously a smoker.
Okay.
Right? She doesn't have enough cash on her to buy a pack of cigarettes. But she has enough to buy, a pack of cigarettes now is what, maybe $5-6?
$5-6 easy.
So she has enough to buy. She's just under, so she feels
lucky.
She has
$4.
She has $4. Okay. So she feels lucky enough to buy four lighters. That's one idea. I'm just throwing that out there.
I like that. That's bad. Yeah.
What? Virginia Slims. That's what she smokes.
See, now I think as sad as that is seemingly, I think that actually at least shows some initiative in terms of, like, they at least have a minor goal in their head. Like, when you see somebody scratching off lottery tickets and they're just, like, scratching them
just
off.
Because.
It's almost like, wow. Because, like, what? Because you know if they win, they're not buying a pack of cigarettes with it.
Right.
They're just going to buy more lottery tickets.
That's true, yeah.
Because, like, I bet you when somebody, like, okay, they have the ream of them or whatever. And I picture maybe I picture the bigger ones, because you know those bigger ones that are like $5.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes you know that those are the ones that too. That always you have to do a scratch off. Like they make them. You can play the game.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Like you can play the game, or if you just don't even feel like, just scratch this one thing off.
Yeah, there is a woman I saw once. I think it was at my work. They gave them out at Christmas.
Yeah.
And she scratched off just the bottom. And she's like, wasn't winner. And I'm like, what?
And even worse than that, I've seen people buy them.
Right.
Hand them back to the person that sold them to them and have them scan them.
Oh, my
gosh.
Because
you can scan the barcode to find out if it's a winner.
Oh, my gosh. So
like,
no
I, don't even, I don't have time to I don't even have time to play this game that was meant to be a game. I just want to know if I won.
Wow. What if they buy them? What if the person buys them and is like... Could you just, I didn't know you could scan them, but I was going to say, what if they buy them and they're like, do you have a coin? Could you just scratch them off for me real quick? Tell me if I won.
Right.
But yeah, because I've seen them do the scratch off the bottom. Apparently that serial number has a number in parentheses and that's how much you won
that's
or something.
How much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's so ridiculous. Like,
right,
what
but this woman isn't, she's there at least for the sport. If she's not there just to get the money for cigarettes, let's say she bought 15 of them.
Right. Yeah.
Let's say she bought 15 of them.
Right.
She walks out to her car, although it's way more annoying if they stay in line.
Oh, yeah. That's annoying.
That's sad.
I picture them back in their car.
With a child.
In the back. In a car seat.
In a car seat.
Absolutely.
Crying because she's been there for so long. But she's oblivious.
Oh, my gosh. That's good. Okay. So she scratched them off. I would even stand to think this. Okay. Here, I'm going to bring it up a level. She scratches them off. She has 15 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wins $50.
Okay.
Right? She goes back in and pumps all 50.
All of it back in.
Because she's like, I'm going to do this.
If I can get 50,
I think she pumps it back into like the bigger ones. She upgrades to the huger ones.
Right.
What do you say?
What if?
Okay.
Because she's got a screaming kid in the back. And she's, she's excited. So she thought she'd reward herself.
Oh, no.
What if she takes $1, buys the kid a lollipop.
Nice.
Shut him up. Maybe a little bottle of bug juice.
Yeah, right.
The kids love that bug juice.
They do.
Maybe she buys herself a nice single lady cigar. You know, like a Tipperillo. Like a Swisher Sweet Tipperillo.
Okay, I'm seeing she buys the Giardelli chocolate bar that she doesn't normally splurge.
That's too much.
Because it's expensive stuff. So that she can eat it while she finishes scratching off the other 49 tickets she just bought.
That's a higher class chocolate, though. Does she do that, or does she buy just a king-size Hershey bar? Like the biggest one. She's like, I always get the regular, but I'm going to get
what
this.
What if she gets, like...
give me a break.
Or a 20-pounder. No, I was kidding.
What if she gets the, like, the... you know, she's like, I don't usually get a whatchamacallit.
I'm going to get $100,000 to up my chances.
Woo, baby. Okay,
she buys 45 more tickets and $100,000, and at the counter, she's like, you see, I'm up in my chances.
Yeah. All right, so here we are. We've got the lady.
Okay, so it's a middle-aged woman, tank top, jeans. Okay.
Tank top, jeans.
Screaming kid in the back in the car seat.
Right.
She's scratching them off in her car.
Mm-hmm.
That's parked, like, right by the door.
Right.
And so, okay, and then, okay, so she scratches off 15 of them.
Now, she gets $50. Now, what does she do? Does she dump it all back in?
I think she dumps it all back
splurge?
In. I like the thing with the lollipop and, like, maybe $100,000.
Yeah.
But most of the money's going right back into tickets.
Right.
I think that's...
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, maybe she doesn't even use... Maybe she actually has cash to spend on a lollipop.
Right.
But then, okay, so now she reloads.
Right.
She gets another 50 tickets.
Right.
She's back in the car, gives the kid the lollipop.
Right.
She scratches off 50 more. Then what happens?
She wins nothing.
Nothing.
Or two free tickets, maybe.
Okay.
She gets a couple... that's it.
So she gets... Let's say she gets a couple free tickets. Now the kid's all hopped up on sugar.
Right.
Maybe halfway through the 50, the kid's hopped up on sugar. Now she's scratching and screaming.
Right, because now she's getting upset because now she's like, because we're saying she's using the dollar ones.
Yeah.
So she has 50 to scratch off. So she gets through 20.
Right.
Hasn't won a thing. Yeah. The kid starts being like, blah, 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 and it starts talking, starts getting all excited because he's on a sugar high.
Right.
She starts yelling at the kid, quiet, enough, right, I'm trying to play. Trying to play my games.
Right.
Because now what's happening...
And now she's also smoking in the car.
Right.
With the kid in the backseat.
Chain smoking.
And the windows are only cracked a little bit.
So
that's irresponsible.
Well, no. To be fair, I think the windows are open because if she's wearing a tank top, it's the summer. Or it's hot out.
Right. Yeah. Because okay.
Otherwise she'd be bundled.
Yeah.
She's not
she could
out.
Have the
she's
air conditioner
out.
On.
Yeah.
With the
car
windows
could be
cracked.
Running. That's pretty...
I mean, that's
pretty
she
good.
Probably thinks she's being... That's better for the kid. Air conditioning blowing on him. But with...
the kid... But she has it doing the circulating air, and she's smoking.
Oh.
So it's just circulating the smoke air. Okay, so then she gets through 20. She starts yelling, because now it's like... Because now she can't... Focus, because now she's like, did I win this one? No, I didn't. You know?
Shut up.
Yeah, I think I got it. No, that's a...
Shut up.
That's $2.50s and a $5. Yeah. I thought that said 50. Yeah. It says 5.
And now she's like, also game man, because she's like, I could have had 50 bucks.
Right. I could have had an easy 50 bucks.
Right. But
and
now
I'm getting...
I've got a screaming kid, and I'm losing everything.
Yeah. So I see her whittling the $50 away. She maybe wins like a couple of fives and a $2. So she wins like 12 bucks. Pumps that back in. She gets 12 tickets, scratches all those off, wins 2 free tickets, goes back, gets 2 free tickets, scratches them off, gets nothing on either ticket, and she's done for the day. And that's her day.
And then she drives home.
I don't think we need to go much further than this, because
I think
we could make it really bad if we just keep going with her whole life.
That's true.
So I just say she whittles it away to nothing, right?
Yeah. Goes home.
She walks away with nothing. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm seeing.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe
I'm trying to think of anything else that could have happened. Or maybe she walks away. Maybe she walks away with $5 and she's happy.
So she gets
even though she had 50. No, like she doesn't see the idea of how much money she just lost.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Where she's like, I got 5.
That's pretty good.
I got 5. I played all day. I was able to play for free if you think about it.
And I got $5.
I got $5. I'm ahead of the game.
Although she initially bought 15.
Right.
So she's
but
not
she doesn't see that.
But she doesn't see it. Right. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So.
Okay. I like it. I like it. It's good.
It's good. There we go.
Next scenario is a kid playing catch with himself. Okay, right. Like, all right, now I see a boy, obviously.
Right.
Not obviously because girls can't do it, but I think that if a girl's playing by herself, like, in my mind, I just imagine a girl being able to do that in my head. I don't know why.
Like, it's not as sad.
It's not as sad. It's just,
it's
like,
almost like,
it's like, oh,
positive.
It's, yeah, like, it's almost like, oh, cool, she's out playing catch, like, whatever.
Yeah.
If a boy is throwing a ball up in the air and catching it, it's like, he really, like, he wants to play catch.
Yeah.
But he does not have anybody to play catch with. But I feel
what
like...
What if it's
I see the worst for me, because, like, I... I think the one that you see most often is a baseball with a glove.
Yeah.
You know, and that's partly, I don't think that's as sad, because in baseball, like, the pop fly, like, I mean, you're
makes
slightly
sense.
Practicing
yeah.
something, maybe.
Yeah. Or you're
but
throwing the ball in the roof.
I see a football.
Yeah, that is bad. You're
because
right.
Because you can't really throw it to yourself.
And it's not fun.
No, it's not. And you know, sometimes they do the thing where they're like,
I get
and he
it.
Caught it and touched
it. I get it. I get it now. Because, yeah. That,
when I first suggested it, you were kind of like, really?
I was like, I think that's good, seeing kids not, you know, doing, kids doing something. You know?
Right, right.
But no, I see what you're saying. Like,
but you're
football
right,
is definitely, because I've done that. You know, because I was like, I have a football. I'll throw it. And then it's like, I do it once and I'm like,
what am I
dumb?
What am I doing?
I'm throwing it straight up.
Yeah.
And catching it.
Yeah, I'm not really practicing because... Never will I be able to catch a ball like this.
Right. Because, yeah, because it's going
it's going
straight.
Straight down.
Unless you're like a punt returner, maybe.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Like, there's few times, and even then it's coming down faster than you just tossing it.
And then, like, unless you have, like, a good spiral, then you look stupid because you drop it.
Every time.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's sadder, is to see the kid throwing it up, and he's never once catching it.
Right.
Each time it's falling because he throws it and he's not good.
Because it's hard to throw a straight up spiral.
It is.
At least for me.
Yeah. For anybody, I think it would be. For like a quarterback, it would be hard to, I think. It's just an odd angle.
Yeah.
So he's dropping it every time. Maybe he's not even getting a chance to get near it.
Yeah.
Because it's like he almost is throwing it away from himself. And then
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, like he throws it and it's always like he goes, and it's just like out past his hands. He's like, yeah, messed it up.
So, I mean, I don't really know that there's much more to it than that.
What if, what if instead of a real football, it was a stuffed football, like a pillow?
So not like a Nerf.
No, like, you know, like.
Or like a.
Like something that you would get at like a fair.
Oh, gosh.
Or like out of a claw machine.
It's like, I have a football, but I don't really have a real football.
It's like, I love football, but I'm
what
not
about,
allowed to have a real football.
What about if it's a real football, but it's flat? Not real flat, but like, it's visibly flat.
Yeah. No, because that would be easier to catch.
That's true. But it's obviously...
But so would a pillow. A pillow would be easier to catch.
Right, right.
What if it's a teddy bear?
Oh, he's throwing a teddy bear.
A teddy bear.
That's pretty bad. I think that might be worse than a football.
I think so.
Tossing up a teddy bear and catching
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What if it's a beanie baby? One of his mom's beanie babies.
Oh, and then he gets yelled at.
Yeah, he gets in trouble.
Oh, and then he gets scolded.
In front of all the other kids who won't play with him.
But they're in the... Oh, no. But they're in the street playing
football.
Touch football.
All right. And he's got a...
Or even less than that. They're in the street playing catch. Like one of those like circles of catch where you throw it back and forth around in a, you know, kind of like you know.
Yeah.
And they're playing catch.
But he's
and this kid is like off to the side. He's obviously the outcast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's throwing a beanie baby.
And he you know, obviously he is maybe like they don't let him in to their to their reindeer games. And
what if he's like on the other side of a chain link fence?
Right, because his parents are real protective. They don't let him go out, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so he's throwing up a beanie baby and catching it.
A beanie, not just a beanie baby, like a certified Penn State football beanie baby.
Or one of those like real specific ones. And it has a tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has its
with
tag
the protector.
Right.
The tag protector, which falls off at some point because he's tossing it.
So he gets scolded. His mom comes out. She's, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's you your, know? You know, that's my retirement money.
That's my investment. She's screaming. And then she's like, where's the tag protector? Now he's looking around the yard for the tag protector.
Yeah, and he's not allowed to come in until he finds it. And she's inspecting the tag.
To make sure it didn't get damaged.
Which it did, the one corner got a little bit dinged.
So now she's back on eBay looking for a new one.
She's on. She's on. We're getting off. She's not on eBay. She's on a Beanie Baby chat forum.
She's on a forum. And she's talking about the situation.
My kids are so dumb. But then the kid, he's just out there. And now he's made a new game.
Okay.
Finding the tag. It's not a happy game.
No.
It's not fun.
Balls. So.
Every time one of us says balls, it's us
being affected by
burping up or in some way jittering or shaking from the balls. Yeah, I like that. That's good. I don't think we definitely needed to go to the forum thing, but that was really bad.
And that's a whole other set.
Yeah.
And then like the mom's like, I got that when I won $50 lottery tickets.
Wrapping them up. Oh man! And then her husband gets home. He's like, "I bought a hammer at Walmart." He's like, "By the way, I watched the kid and left the bathtub out by the junkyard, tying them all up."
This is one family.
This is all
like
happening.
This is like a sitcom, like the worst sitcom.
Oh, what if it's a sadcom?
Oh, that's a thing now. A sadcom.
A sadness comedy. Yeah. And not situation
not a
comedy.
Sadness.
It's a sadness comedy.
Yeah.
It's for people that are more privileged than the people in these shows. Balls.
That was balls for real. All
right, so that's a good one. I like that one, I think.
That was balls and muffalata. That's what I had for a while.
Muffalata.
Okay.
All right, so.
Okay, so that's that one. That was pretty quick
good.
To the point.
I like it.